When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is fast becoming my favorite time of the day.
Sure is.
It's the diary. Found it years ago. There's three people in the room who've never heard it. I have no longer short-term memory, so we're re-exploring it. Mm-hmm. And it's just some young woman going through young woman things. We believe she's 20.
She's 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's got like a roommate. She has a newish job. She just got promoted at. So 25 is a very formative time in your womanhood.
Yeah.
We mostly read one entry per day. Mm-hmm. And we love that you guys are into it. You're watching the videos mm-hmm. on Instagram. You can also you can like just get them all on the Odyssey app, right?
Yep.
AUDACY. What was the suggestion we got online?
T-Hack saw it.
Oh yeah, somebody said they love listening, but they wish that we would give this, because we don't know what her name is. So they suggested we give her a name.
To make it easier to follow?
I think to follow and to feel a little more, she would be less vague, I guess. Mm. It was just like, she has a name, but I
don't feel good about it. Because if she names herself at some point, I mean, right now we know Kim is her mm-hmm. roommate. Right. Mike is the guy she's
Katie
dating.
Katie and Joe are her friends.
But mm-hmm. like, and if we just start calling her, let's say Jennifer.
What if another Jennifer comes in?
Or then her name turns out to be Veronica and we're like, no.
Right.
Yeah. I
can refer to her more often, or we all can, as like Diary Girl. To give her like a little quote.
Or like
unquote,
a little nickname. Or a writer or something.
Yeah, maybe writer. The writer is going on.
Okay, yeah. Because I am worried about her name being in there at some point. And then now we're doing the weird.
She's getting, the one thing that I'm noticing, and it probably happens with everybody who's journaled. I've never journaled. Like she was real bad at it. Like it was like, what am I doing this for? I don't even know why I'm journaling. And now she's like literally just like barfing her.
You think it's helping her?
I think so.
You do?
Yeah.
Seems to have a little, like a touch more self-awareness.
Well, let's talk about where we left off. Relations were bad.
Relations were fine.
She's
okay. And
you guys were much more negative about it when we.
Well, she was just saying like, they you weren't know, great. It was just fine. And it was the first time and should have been better. And should I tell him, which is a wild thing to say.
Here's your scorecard.
And she ended with, this is so much better than being single and I should just be grateful, which is concerning to me.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Somebody deciding to practice an attitude of gratitude feels like, since when am I the glass half full guy?
But it's so, because I've been in her shoes where you're like seeing someone and you're like, for what? But it's better than being single.
So there are weeks and weeks more of diary entries just flipping through.
Oh my gosh.
Your predictions right now, based on what you're saying, is you don't think Mike is going to be.
I don't think he's the long term.
Hack?
I don't know. See,
it's too soon to tell, right?
Yeah, and I come from it from so different. Like, she had relations. That is better.
Yes,
than being single.
Not.
Like that, right?
Way better.
way better.
But it's not about the relations. It's about all the other things. Right. It's about he likes French films and he like knows wine and food and I don't. Like, I just don't know that they're compatible.
Okay.
That entry was August 13th when she talked about the relations and she should be grateful.
Yep.
This entry is August 31st.
Oh gosh.
That's more than 2 weeks later.
There's a gap.
Are we ready?
We're ready. Okay.
August 31st. I'm in trouble. I think I'm falling in love.
What?
I am not ready for this at all. I want to see him all the time and sleep in his bed and wear his t-shirts. This is scary. Yeah, Slacker's holding his hands up.
Yeah, these two were like, it's over.
Can I finish?
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
What am I going to do? I'm not the kind of person who can just be schmoopy. Schmoopy and be in love.
This was 20 years ago when this diary was found.
Right.
And there was not everybody Shmoopy? In the room is like, Shmoopy was like a thing that happened on Seinfeld where they would baby talk to each other. Like, who's my Shmoopy?
I know, okay.
You, Shmoopy.
Okay. And she misspelled Shmoopy twice, which is hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not the kind of person who can just be Shmoopy and in love with lots of O's.
Okay.
I hate those people. I don't want anything else to be insecure about, and I don't want to be in love.
What?
Her pen's running out of ink, by the way, but it keeps going. I don't want to get hurt again. And when you're in love is when people can hurt you. I don't want to be hurt, and I'm tired of being damaged and insecure, and I hate this pen. That's funny. I didn't see that part before I said it. That's it.
No!
I know. Mm. I'll tell you what. I think the next entry is longer, at least. Yes.
What's the date of the next one?
You want me to tell you?
I think you can tell us like if there's going to be that big of a gap again. Yeah.
The date of the next one is September 9th.
Okay. Hold on. In that entry, did she say the...
She never said it was with Mike.
She didn't say Mike.
And it is over 2 weeks,
you guys. Give me a break.
I had that thought. I was like, has she fallen in love with someone at work or something?
You, what are you doing? Of course
she didn't say it. I don't know. I'm just pointing it out.
I think she would say, thank God the Mike thing is over. I think I'm in love. Like, I don't think she
would
just switch.
Or like, I met someone else.
Yeah.
I never saw this coming with this guy. I don't know. I am with you, T-Hack. I had that thought. I was like, where's Mike?
Where is all this negative energy coming from? Like,
Mike just remember is great. Meeting this girl.
But Mike is great. And like,
Mike is fine. He likes French films. And he's okay in bed.
But you
get a guy who likes French bread and is good.
No,
in bed.
I'm just, I don't want you guys to be negative.
No, I'm excited about this. I am. The love with like four O's.
I am concerned with her. Like, I don't want to be in love. Love gets you hurt.
You're worried she's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the writer is turning us negative because she's like, no, yeah. She gets this. I don't like it. Now I'm in love. I'm feeling stronger. I don't know if she doesn't know what she wants.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to find out what she wants and what she gets and who this new mystery man is that she's not even in the whatever.
Or maybe it's Mike.
The next entry is tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.